Hey, you. How was dinner? Hey. Hello. Did you hear me? I asked how dinner was. I want to know if that place is worth booking out that long. Because, you know, I'd forget I have a reservation if I'm waiting more than 3 days. Let alone the 3 weeks you waited for this. That's crazy. Bro. Hello? Oh, jeez. What's going on? Why do you seem so upset? Did I do something? Whoa! I know not everything's about me. But when you're acting cold towards me, I have to make sure I didn't do something to hurt or upset you. Where's coming from? Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make sure you're okay. You don't have to be rude, especially if I didn't do anything to you. What? You know what? I was trying to be nice to you, but you're not being very kind. And I'm sorry if you had a bad day or someone spit in your food or something. But if you were acting like this, I see why someone would want to. Sorry, I'm just saying. What is it? What's going on? Sorry. What was that? Wait. You're telling me you're acting like a total crap stain because your date didn't go well? Again? No, that's bullcrap. I don't even want to have this conversation right now. So I'm sorry your date went bad. I'm going to my room. Have a great night. You know what? No! No. I am sorry your date went bad, but that does not give you the right to treat me any sort of badly, okay? I did not personally make your date go bad. I am not the reason or the cause for any of this. It is not my fault. Therefore, it's not fair to treat me like this. I know, and I'm sorry that it didn't go well, and I'm very sympathetic to your situation. It's just very hard to feel bad for you when you're sitting here being mean. You want some support? I do support you. Dude, support you? That's not fair. No, it's not fair, because I've been there for you as your best friend every single time one of these dates don't go well. Every time I lay with you and I talk it through and I debrief with you and we watch movies and we eat snacks and we just do things. And honestly, I think that's why we're such close friends. But you can't start taking all of your bad dates out on me. It's not my fault you're looking for girls in all the wrong places and being upset when they're superficial or not ready or they end up ghosting you or it just fizzles out or whatever it ends up being. And listen, I'm not trying to like dog on you or bring you down, but it's just you're putting me in between a rock and a hard place right now. I'm not trying to be rude, but that's how it always goes. And you know I wouldn't say anything unless you know I knew I could back it up. You pick from the same pot and get pissed when it's all the same. Plus, you know I care about you, and to continuously see you upset and hurt, it's hard. There are so many options. You need to expand. See the big picture. See what's right in front of you. I mean, answer me this, okay? What do you even want a girlfriend for? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all valid. Now, I want to ask you something else. When you're not at work, who are you usually spending your time with? Me? Oh, I'm honored. And who do you call when you get good news or you're bored or you just want to yap? Who do you call then? Oh, that's right. Me. And who do you think you would say you laugh the most with? Oh, me? Oh my gosh, wait, you can't say that. You're gonna give me a big head. Who do you wish to see after a hard day, do you think? Oh, would you look at that? It's me again. I have been right here in front of you this whole time. I know you to your core. I know your favorite foods and what shows lift your mood. I know when you've had a bad day just by looking at you. I also know that when you're really happy, you get a little sparkle in your eye and you get a little crinkle in your forehead right there when you laugh. I also know the types of joke to make you laugh, to make it pop out exactly how I like it. I know the drinks you'd order at every different restaurant. I even know your shoe size for crying out loud. I don't know how you haven't seen what's so clearly right in front of you, but I have been in love with you since you first dropped your smoothie all over my brand new Converse. Even then, I loved you. And then I knew I probably would for a long time. Hey, leave my Converse alone. I love my Converse. But come on. I just told you I've been in love with you for ages and that we've been practically doing boyfriend and girlfriend activities for the last 8 months that we've lived together, and all you can talk about are my Converse? I thought you were into me too, and maybe didn't want to make things weird because we live together. I was trying to give you signals, but it's obvious you didn't like me. You didn't pick up on them? I don't... What signals? What do you mean, what signals? Like, flashing you my underwear all the time? And, you know, always walking around braless and accidentally rubbing up on you. Besides, I think a part of me hoped you'd notice the way I'm always looking at you and how much I care for you and all the little things I do to try and make your life easier, and you would stop going on those damn dating app dates. They never end well. And besides, you're sitting there getting to know these people when I already know it all about you. And you know a lot about me. I don't know how I could have made things any more clearer, to be honest. What? No. Don't say that. No. Anything but that. That's no. You're telling me you were going on all of those dates to try and distract from me? Oh my gosh. No. You're kidding. What the heck? That is the most complicated thing ever. Okay, yeah. I guess maybe a little communication would have gone a long way. But we're here. And I have been thinking of what it would be like to kiss you for a really long time. And right now, that's kind of all I want to do, to be honest. Can I kiss you? Okay. I'm not gonna lie, that was a lot better than I imagined. You're not going on any more Tinder dates, are you? Good. You definitely don't need them anymore. You definitely didn't even need them before. You're all mine now. All mine. Come here. Now that I know what it's like to kiss you, I might never stop. I'm not gonna lie to you. Okay. I'm really happy that this ended the way it did, and it wasn't just like an argument. I'm glad you're glad too.